Number 52 from April of 2005, Fear of the Unknown. It was about this time of year many years ago on the farm when I learned something about fear from watching the cattle. The situation was this. We had an orphaned calf that had been bottle-fed and bucket-fed since it was born. She was a red and white speckled heifer, and in a burst of genius, we named her Speckle. Speckle had lived her entire life in the dark box stall of the barn, which was actually underground at that end of the barn. One spring day, Dad said that it was time to turn her out with the other feedlot cattle. It was a beautiful day with bright sunshine, and all the other cattle were lounging outside in the sunlight. When we opened the gate and let Speckle down the alleyway, we figured that she would run over us to get out in the sun and be with the other cattle. That did not happen. First, we had trouble even getting her out of the stall. Next, she stood in the dark, with her nose not quite touching the sunlight that was cutting across the doorway. Her hide quivered as she approached the light, then went back into the darkness. She approached again, quivered, and turned back into the darkness. This went on for a long time, until finally she took the plunge. It was then that she began frolicking and realized that there really was nothing to fear. My observations on human beings show that we often react in a very similar way to Speckle. Many times the fear of the unknown is more powerful to us than the pain of that which we get used to. How many times do we find ourselves doing the same things and living in the same way, even when it's not working? We bemoan our situations in life, but at least we know what to expect, so we continue to do the same stuff. As one patient in drug alcohol rehab said it very clearly, quote, "Yes, I really want my life to change, but I just don't want to have to do anything differently," unquote. Isn't that what we all want? We want our lives to be much different and much better, but we don't want to have to do anything different to get that. We fear what we do not know more than we hate what we've got. During this season of the Passion that culminates in Easter, we have the same issues. Even Jesus feared the unknown. He didn't know what dying was going to be like, and he wasn't looking forward to it, and even asked his Father if there wasn't some way to get around it. The answer was that if he were going to save us, there was no other way out. For Christians, death is not something we fear. We may fear the process of dying, but not death. Dying is the fear of the unknown. Death is something that we know about. Death is simply the door that we walk through to get what we have always wanted, namely eternal happiness. The empty tomb is the signal that death has no hold on us any longer. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? We are no longer under the death of sin, but simply the death that lets us get on to the real life, eternal life with God. We know this about death because God's promise is sure that if we have died with him, we shall also rise with him. Like Speckle, we have dwelt in darkness a long time, and we get used to it, but it is not what God has prepared for us. It is only scary to step into the light because it is the unknown.